Hey, what's going on?
So you said you were going to play Call of Duty with your brothers during draft day. Did that come true?
It didn't. My mom and my dad wanted to come out, so we ended up watching the draft instead.
What were your thoughts going before the end of the third round? Were you expected, or excited, disappointed?
I was excited, and I was excited basically the whole time for the whole 3.5-4 hours I was watching today, and I thought I would get picked somewhere around here, fourth round, and I was just excited and excited to get picked by Detroit and be able to come out just 35 minutes away from where I'm at right now and be able to play ball.
Graham, how much interaction did you have with the Lions before the draft?
I would say no more than any other team. I mean, I met with them at the Senior Bowl, and I talked with maybe a coach or two at the Combine. And besides that, I mean, it really wasn't much more than that. I think that it was I made a good impression on them in those meetings, and they those meetings went well. Those few meetings went well.
How did your conversation go with Bob when he called you, and what did they say they expect of you or are thinking of you?
I mean, when he called me, it was just along the lines of, like, hey, we're calling to make you a Lion, and I mean, I didn't really know what to say. I was sort of speechless, and he didn't really say much about expectations on the phone, but I'm expecting of myself to come in and work and earn everything that I get there.
What have you learned about, you know, being a walk-on at Michigan and then going through the drunken driving situations at Michigan?
Well, I think that the drunk driving stuff for me is in the past, and that's something that I've learned for and I take responsibility for, but when it comes to being a walk-on, something that has sort of taught me is the person that's most responsible for your development is yourself, and you have to find the motivation to get yourself better, and that just comes through working as hard as you can in practice and in the weight room, and that's what I expect to carry over to the Lions.
You've played both center and guard. Do you have a position you enjoy more?
Not really. You know, I'm ready to play whatever the coaches want me to play. If they want me to play corner, I'll play corner. If they want me to play left tackle, I'll play left tackle. I'll play anything.
I know it's been a short time, but have you spoken with Coach Harbaugh since you've been selected? And if so, what were his thoughts?
I haven't talked to Coach Harbaugh, but I did talk to our offensive coordinator, Tim Drevno, and he was really happy for me. And it was a short phone call, but I mean, I didn't even know what to say. This is the first time I've actually been able to collect my thoughts, I think, over the past like 30 minutes.
Graham, now that you're officially an NFL player, have you given much thought to kind of how your journey has gone over the past 5 years?
I mean, not particularly. I can see that it started out as a walk-on, earned a scholarship, got in trouble, and sort of worked my way back up. And I think that, and now an NFL player, and I think that it's just something that it's my dream to play in the NFL. And it's surreal, really. I haven't really thought about the come up as much as just this moment right now.
Graham, what's it going to be like for you to be joining a meeting room that has another rookie from Ohio State?
It'll be nice. I mean, it's actually funny that it's Taylor and I, because we were out at the Combine together, and he said, you know, let's get each other's numbers. They're, like he said that to me and a couple other guys. It's like, there's a good chance maybe some of us will end up playing together. And surely enough, it's him and I. So it's kind of funny how that works out.
The Lions have drafted more players from Michigan than any other college, but none since 2001, since Jeff Backus. What does that mean to you, if anything, just that reestablishing that connection from Michigan to the Lions, kind of staying the home state?
I think it's awesome. I mean, I think that they have been able to see more games than any other team and find out what type of guy I am and just be around the program. And I think that Michigan, especially over these next few years and down the line here, is going to be producing a lot of good players, and it won't just be me getting selected this year. I think that there will be more selections from the Lions, from Michigan, and there will be more of them over the next few years. I don't know. Does that make sense, I guess?
Yes,
I think I tongue-tied myself there. But.
A couple more for Graham.
Graham, I know I asked your preference of which position to play, but where did you think you played your best football at Michigan? Did you think you were better at center or guard?
I don't know. I usually would end up grading out somewhere along the same lines, so I think that it just was really whatever the team needed me to play, I ended up playing, and that's what I prided myself on, was that versatility to be able to be a good starter, pretty consistent starter at both center and guard.
Hey, Graham, how much do you think you helped yourself in both those All-Star games?
I think immensely. I think that it was good to go out there and play in the East-West game, and I thought I did pretty well that week. And then being able to show the teams that I am competitive and want to be able to go against the best senior players in the nation, and the very next week, it just was something that I felt was good for me, and I thought I also did very well that week, so that helps.
Hey, really quickly,
question, guys.
Really quickly, staying on the local angle, the big news here, obviously, aside from the Lions draft, is Connor Cook sliding, and you played around him the last few years. How strange is it to see a guy like that falling like he is?
I thought he was the best quarterback that we played at Michigan, and I think that he'll end up fine.
Thanks, Graham. Congratulations.
Thank you, Graham.
All right. Thanks, guys.